Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, Bernie Sanders followers, who are sadly clueless about truth and freedom and Constitution, claimed a revolution, if you remember. And when Ron Paul was running for the office of president, he too had a young following. Again, they wanted a revolution. In fact, he played that revolution song from our era back in the day. The Democrat Socialist Party decided to incite discord among our brethren and call it a revolution of sorts. They don't necessarily use revolution. But it seems that the American hardworking deplorables who end up paying for the privilege of welfare, health care, and all the ones who go to war are all the ones who go to war. They decided enough was enough and elected an outsider. From Washington, an outsider from Washington politics, and elected this billionaire, Donald Trump. The road has been a dark and ugly path for the man who we elected, as those so-called elected officials in Congress ain't happy. They ain't happy with the deplorable's choice. While the president is fighting dirt and lies and out-and-out corruption at every turn, he has managed to make some accomplishments. He's got some things done, which we seldom hear about. He still has 300 appointees yet to be confirmed by Congress. He still can't obtain security for the nation, a.k.a. the wall and strong vetting. He still hasn't been able to stop tax funding murdering Planned Parenthood, a.k.a. Congress, won't do it. Tax reform, not all that he wanted, not all that we needed. And the omnibus bill, which I think the people became omnibusted, to say the least, was a farce and a disappointment. And now that sneaky little Congress is pushing another amnesty bill. Will the American people continue to elect their non-representatives, the obstructionists, the big spenders, the elite, who believe themselves to be America's royalty? Kind of gagging on that thought. We fought a revolution once. We have a constitution now. It is not a living, breathing document. It's a contract of our God-given rights, just placed on paper to ward off aristocrats. The aristocracy is a social class that a particular society considers its highest order. And in many states, the aristocracy included the upper class of people with hereditary rank and titles. These elected officials no longer believe themselves to be public servants. They believe themselves to have special titles. Again, while the current president is fighting hard, he has the deck stacked against him by the congressional aristocrats. They plot and they scheme, they obstruct, and they rabble on their nonsense, which I call Jabberwocky. The only way to drain the swamp, the only way to restore our republic and shoot down this lie of democracy, the only way, the only solution is you. Your vote does count. And I believe President Donald Trump, love him or hate him, is proof that your vote does count. And you are the reason the corrupt aristocrats, the D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, are behaving so badly. They're like a wounded, cornered animal, snarling and snapping. His only escape, their only escape, is to fight like their life depends on it. And unless you walk away and decide he ain't worth the effort, he isn't worth the fight, And that's what they're hoping exactly that you'll do. But unless you decide that you're going to stand there and fight, we're going to lose. If we walk away now, the future of this nation will be socialist slavery for our children, our grandchildren, and, yes, our great-grandchildren. That blood will be on our hands, not on the NRA, not on Planned Parenthood, not even on Congress. Us, you and me, for allowing this to continue when we have the power to stop it. Bring America home by staying informed and being active. Today I have a friend with me, actually in studio, which is always a lot more fun than just on the phone. While he's running for office here in the state of Missouri, the message is for all Americans. All 50 states where American deplorables are being discriminated against, and that's exactly what's going on. John Webb, you've heard that name before. He's been on the show several other times. He's a non-politician, running to be a statesman, a true public servant, proud to do that. And welcome back to CSC Talk Radio, John.
Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome. Well, don't you agree that, you know, I've been on my little rant here in the last month and a half, 2 months. I believe the biggest threat to American liberty against our Constitution and our way, our republic, is Congress. Presidents come, presidents go, Congress stays and stays, and we keep electing these guys like Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and Paul Ryan and some of these others that, McCain, they just continue to go down this path and they keep talking about this beloved democracy, which is not what we are. In fact, I hear that even on Fox, and last night I heard Sean Hannity say, "We're a republic." I had not heard him say that. I think he's listening to CNN Talk Radio. But John is running for House of Representatives in the 4th District of the state of Missouri. Right now, Vicki Hartzler has that position, and we're trying to give her a little break. I think she needs a vacation. So we're trying to give her a little relief that she doesn't really know she needs. And John is in here.
But, Beth, you know, the whole thing amounts to the fact that we need to stop the spending.
Yeah.
We need to get back to the law and the Constitution and move on to the Trump agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's in the Declaration of Independence, it states about, it says, he has erected a multitude of new offices and
yes.
sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out
our
substance.
Eat out our substance. We are sick and tired of it.
Well, you know, that's so profound. You know, where are we at? You know that we have a constitution that this government is supposed to operate under. And in that Constitution, it prescribes a limited government, a government with limited powers. Can you please tell me what possibly is there that the government is limited to doing today?
We're going into a break. I use that same paragraph in a speech I just did in the state of California with Eat Out Their Substance, because that is exactly what's going on. And we are fighting so much that was in that Declaration of Independence right now. And we can talk about that, because they're doing a lot they aren't supposed to be doing, and they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And we're going into a break.
When God is speaking and his people listen, they hear the same thing.
You're right. You're listening to CSC. Ooh, that gave me chills. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have John Webb with me today. Your calls are welcome. You can join us in this fight. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
I lay my heart on these tracks. Your team.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and... And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with John Webb. He's running for House of Representative here in the 4th District of Missouri. But this is a message to all America because I believe, you know, the primaries we've been having, we've seen an awful lot happen. It was a little scary last week because it was the females who were all socialists. They were all claiming to be socialists that were getting into the primaries, that were getting elected on the Democrat ticket. And that's how they're going, you know, going to take over the gender, you know, they're going to take over the females that are coming in. Anyway, I have a different opinion about that, but it's interesting that that's what's going on, and it's a little bit scary. But as we were going into that break, we were reading a part of the Declaration of Independence, and that is the bureaucracy that we are dealing with right now. That's how I see that particular verse, because they have established all of these the bureaucratic offices, the alphabet bureaucrats.
The deep state.
The deep state.
And you said that the Congress stays over, but nothing stays over more than the deep state.
But,
nothing
but
stays
Congress
over.
But Congress put that deep state in place.
Into place.
Yes,
but
they did.
But there's no method, no mechanism
to get rid of them.
And I've written to President Trump and told him that, you know, what we need to do is, you know, these places like the EPA write their own legislation, they enforce their own legislation, and then they adjudicate their own legislation. None of these powers, the legislative power belongs in the legislature according to the Constitution, Article 1. Mm-hmm. The enforcement is we have enforcers. We have all kinds of law enforcement available. And the adjudicate, we have a justice system. So why are employees of this one organization doing all three branches of government?
And they should
with
be.
No checks or balances. Do you know, and when you're adjudicated by the EPA, you have no trial by a jury of your peers. They say because
fine.
It's too complicated for the common man to know. They said that our founder said that if a law is too complicated, it's not valid.
Yeah.
Because
it should not be that way.
Because it has to
James
be.
James Madison.
In order to be understood, in order to be a law, it must be understood. You cannot expect somebody to abide by a law that they cannot understand.
I had that up here just a second. I was going to go after that one. You make me go everywhere. This is out of the Declaration of Independence. He has made judges. Now, we've seen what's gone on with these judges. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. These guys, like you're saying, in the bureaucracy, they decide what the fines are going to be, what the permits and the licenses are going to cost, and all this. He has erected, this is the one you read, multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. And I put it in as the alphabet bureaucrats for imposing taxes on us without our consent. These licenses, these permits, these fines, all of these things are taxes without representation. Now, we're not going to get into the debate about the taxes in and of itself, but these things, we no longer have representation because Congress pretty much washed their hands of it and gave it to somebody else for taking away our charters, our Constitution, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government. And I said Congress is ignoring our Constitution and they're chipping away at our Bill of Rights.
Amen.
And it says, for suspending our own legislators and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. And I put in their career politicians taking care of their careers, the 17th Amendment, bought and paid for Senate elections, no longer appointed by state legislators. He has excited domestic insurrection among us. Do we see that going on right now? And has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers. They created this contention with the Indians and the colonists.
In order to weaken the stand, they need to divide.
To divide the people.
And have the people against themselves.
You're in one corner because you're a white male, and I'm in another corner because I'm a white female. Our brothers of other colors are in different corners. If you are one religion or the other, you're put in a different corner. It just doesn't end. And so they know that they know if we get smart enough and start circling again, they're done.
That's what happened with Trump. Is the wagon circled and said,
I love circle wagons.
We need to stop this tyranny.
This next one, in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our founding fathers tried everything before they went into a revolution. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose charter is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Now, I kind of got a kick out of some of the folks when President Donald Trump was saying, enough's enough, we're going to investigate the investigators. And they just went crazy on the liberal side of that. But you see people like Brennan in them, and they are that wounded, cornered animal. John Brennan, he was a...
Who is it that said, you know, who's watching the watchers?
Yeah.
Do you recall?
I can't remember.
Who's
who
watching
that
the watchers?
Is. Anyway, I went on in this particular thing. None of the things in our in our Declaration of Independence, give the Congress authority. You don't hear it talking about, I have to put in that here, you don't hear it talking about, you don't hear it talking about health care. There's nothing in the Declaration of Independence or in the Constitution giving them authority over health care.
It's not a God-given right.
No, it's not. And I have a I'm going to give you an article. Don't let me forget before you leave today. I have an article that's written by a doctor, Singleton was her name. And it's the history of health care in the United States. And I shared that on air last week. And how did the government start thinking that they had any kind of concern over your health care? And it's real interesting. You're going to have to read it. You'll find it very interesting. It's not that long. If I can do it, anybody can read it. But in The Useful Idiots, which is The Rules for Radicals, that's by Sal Alinsky, number one, it says, these are the eight levels to control that must be obtained before you are able to create a social state. The first and most important, health care. If you control their health care, you control the people. And when people start, you know, this, everybody ought to have this. And they ought to realize what that is. Now, there are some people that think that's good. President Barack Obama thought that was a wonderful way to, that it was a wonderful way to have a society. They think the social, socialism, communism is good because they don't understand history, because they've removed history from our schools, at least not all history. They leave out a few facts. And so we have, you know, the Bernie Sanders followers that believe, yeah, we can get free school, we can get free health care, we can get free this and free that, but nothing's free. It's going to cost somebody.
You have to take money away from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The government has to, because the government isn't the source of money. They have to take money away from somebody in order to give it to somebody else. And, you know, if you don't just strip that mentality away, and this is one of the things that I spoke of in my letter to President Trump, was, you know, we need to defund, we need to strip away all those powers that the bureaucrats were never intended to have. They belong in the Constitution. They've already been given. You know, so the EPA needs to be stripped away to just being an advisory committee at most.
There are those that believe it needs to be state to state, not federal.
Well,
you know,
absolutely.
Each state have their own EPA. Each state take care of it, not...
Each state has it already, because that's their job.
But to do away with the federal. They still answer to the federal.
Well, the thing that you might say on the federal is that they could be just a liaison between the state and the president of the Congress.
I
agree with you, though. If we could just wipe them out, that would be far better.
And we're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're having fun talking some politics, even though it gets pretty ugly. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. You can join us as we bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send an email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways, rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with John Webb. We're kind of talking about, well, not kind of, we're talking about the elected officials, our governing body. They're a little bit out of hand, and the bureaucracy that we're dealing with. And as we were reading different segments from the Declaration of Independence, this is actually coming from Sheriff Richard Mack's book, Are You a David? And he says, the government, Congress, has very limited power, and the job description, they are to handle just these matters. Matters of treason, counterfeiting our currency and our economy, piracy and felonies committed on the high seas, offenses against the law of nations, invasions, protecting the border. There is no regulate the land, nor regulate air or regulate health care listed there. There is no provide welfare for the poor. There is no protect the endangered species. Simple-minded me, I'm falling for...
Or regulate the people.
Nothing there about that. In fact, that is what they're not supposed to be doing. So when we talk about the things, that, whether it's the Republican side or the Democrat side in Congress right now, or the bureaucracies, it's When they start talking policies to us, you need to perk up your ears, because it usually is another restriction on your liberty. It's usually more control over your life one way or another. In this Sal Alinsky's, I know I keep going back to this, but people have got to understand poverty. It's there for a purpose, and the purpose is to control the people and have more taxes. Debt, again, the same thing. The debtor is the slave. And here we are, over 20-some trillion dollars in debt as a nation, and they encourage individuals to be in debt. Gun control. Now, I saw this this anti-gun professor out of, this is out of Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska. She's a professor there. She hates the NRA, and she was protesting against the NRA chief lobbyist, Chris Cox, who lives, this is in Alexandria, Virginia. I'm sorry, I said it was Lincoln, Nebraska. She is a University of Lincoln, Nebraska professor. She went to his house under protest. There's been other protesters, and they sprayed the house with red paint, as in blood, because he has guns, and he has security with guns. And she was found guilty, even though she said she wasn't guilty, and even though it was on camera, it had her dead on that she had done it. And her comment after someone was asking her about the trial and about her verdict, how she felt about that, she doesn't believe that what she did was wrong. She thinks it's all about the gun controlling. And she said, Chris Cox security with guns claiming terrorized by red paint, a red gel substance. She says the NRA, they think it's inappropriate to be afraid of idiots carrying guns. She says they shouldn't have any guns in homes. And she thinks the judge decision was about the guns, not about her vandalism. It was about her being a vandal. That's what her trial was about, not about her feelings about guns, is what she did to this man's home. She said she believes she has a right to she didn't say this. She didn't say she had the right to vandalize, but she doesn't think she did anything wrong. She's fighting for the homeowners who have guns are wrong. She claims that children die and kill people because there are guns in the homes.
That would go along with the governor that said, or city mayor, maybe it was, that said, we have to let the vandals vandalize, the rioters.
So where's the rule of law on that? Okay. So in number four on this, they say this straight out, John. In this Rules for Radicals, these eight steps for a socialistic state, number four is gun control. And I quote, remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you are able to create a police state. So they know that those guns aren't for shooting Bambi. They know that those guns are not for, they're not for just defending yourself from a robber in your home, although they are good for that. That's not what the Second Amendment was about. They never assumed you'd have to have, permission to defend yourself. But the first thing the king did was to get rid of their ammo. He started blowing up their ammo securities. And
attempted to take away the
they could have all the guns they wanted, but they didn't have any ammo.
they attempted to take away the armory. And this is before the revolution. They attempted to take away the armory, and I 30,000 came in from around and surrounded the armory and said,
"No way!
Yeah,
you're not getting
this. Fine. Will not stand."
My point is, the lie is very blatant here with the truth. I mean, the lie is blatant because they have absolutely written the truth right here. They know that the Second Amendment is for defending yourself against the government. And therefore, they want to restrict how much ammo. They want to say, well, you don't need an an AR-15 or 16. You don't need those big guns. You don't need that. You don't need the automatic
weapons. What you're trying to say is that this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is fact.
This is absolute fact.
they've stated
in their book exactly what their plan is and why. So somebody picks up this book and reads it, and this was President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. It says here that Hillary did her college thesis on his writings, and Obama writes about him in his books that he's written. And it's Sal Alinsky and The Rules for Radicals. And anybody who wants this, you're welcome to have it. And somebody just wrote me and ordered a couple of books, and I do have it ready to go in the mail today, and you're going to get your rules for the Beware of the Useful Idiots, because that's what we are. We are their useful idiots when we fall for their lies about welfare, health care, and all those things they want to give us. They want to
just
make life
through
better.
They're just working through the steps. They're just working through the steps. It's right there in writing. They're working through the steps. And
you know, John, if you get elected, and I believe that you have a good chance this time, that what are you going to do? Because I think you're going to be hit with so much when you get there. I think it's just unbelievable. I know we know the corruptness is there. I know we know the swamp is there. I know that we know that it is ugly. But there was someone last night talking about how overwhelming and shocked he was. It was the first day in office that he realized how bad it truly was. I can't remember his name, but how bad it truly was. Is. Not was, is.
You know, I absolutely believe in prayer, and that is, you know, I've told people that prayer will be required. You know, if you vote for me, I'm going to need you to pray, because if I get there, I'm going to need you to pray even more, because I want God's hedge around me to protect me from all of that.
And that's what it is. It is the dark side.
Yes.
It is the darkness. They have tried to remove God. You can't remove God. You can't remove him. You can do all you want. You can even legislate him away, but he isn't going away. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with John Webb. We're talking about how we can bring America home at the voting poll, but on our knees. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And John and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the telephone. We have Imogene from Oklahoma. Imogene, how are you today?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
You're welcome, Beth Ann. I
truly enjoy listening to you. I don't know what the deal is, but at the 10 o'clock hour on the Stewart Station in Oklahoma by McAllister, you only come on maybe once a week. They leave the station running without nothing on it.
Uh-oh, we need to have a little talk with them.
Coming through.
We need to have a little talk with them. They should have it on every single day, Monday through Friday, and I'll have a little talk with them.
They play you 1 week late at 12 o'clock to 1, almost from a little after 12 to almost 1 every day of the week. But it's a week old what they play then.
Oh.
But then they've been playing your What Happens Today at 10 o'clock, little after 10.
Well, that's the live show. That's the live show. That's what you're listening to now. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the live show is the one that isn't coming on regular the last week or two.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have a little talk with them. Okay. They might be having some receiver problems or something. We'll have a little talk with them. What else can I do for you?
I just wanted to tell you that we love you. I bought the pillows just because you advertised them.
Well, thank you.
And
do you like them?
I'm sure they do that.
Do you like them?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, I want to hear from everybody who got a pillow because we need to know that you like them.
Well, they're perfect. They're perfect. I didn't understand what the papers was you said to order just a little bit ago.
Okay. It's titled Beware of the Useful Idiots, and that's us when we fall for this these lies of how the government needs to take care of our health care and that they're going to fix poverty and the debt and they want gun control as far as safety. But it actually is an article, and it's just listing those 8 steps to a social state that is written in Sal Alinsky's book, The Rules for Radicals, How to Create a Social State. And if you treated like that, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and say, useful idiots. I'll know exactly what you want.
I'll do that.
All right, thank you.
I have a card ready for you, too, and I just want to tell you,
well,
God
you.
Bless you, and just keep on keeping on till Jesus comes.
Thank you.
Then
appreciate
we'll all go home.
Yes, we will. We certainly will. That'll be the true home. Thank you. Thank you, Imogia.
And I would vote for that guy you have on if I lived in Missouri. He sounds like a wonderful person. God
yes.
be with him, and I pray he gets elected. And God bless you, as he has been doing.
Thank you.
Thanks a
Thank
lot.
Thank you very much, Imogene. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have great listeners. We really do have great listeners. We have praying listeners. So you are in her prayers. I can tell you that right now. John, it's come to my attention that I might have talked too much today. so we get on a rant and a rave sometimes, and John and I are good friends. John helps me out here. I'm just going to confess. John has been helping me out. He just felt the Lord pushing him that direction. I think it's cost him a lot of sleepless nights trying to figure out my old computers that just want to die. But John feels called. He doesn't really want to be a politician. He feels called to do this as we, you know, as I say, bring America home. So let's talk about your calling for the
district of Missouri. Sitting here, Beth Ann, I've been thinking about, you know, your listeners,
mm-hmm.
praise the Lord, they're listening. But the people that aren't listening, those are the ones that we really need to reach. You know, we need our listeners to share these words and to spread them so that the people that don't have the knowledge can gain knowledge. And the Bible talks about, you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's certainly comes into play with the United States of America.
And
you know, look at the number of people that vote,
mm-hmm.
the percentage.
And don't.
I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The number of people that don't vote. That I know that it's difficult to take away from your personal life. You know, we all work so hard for our families, trying to do the best we can in our work, but we do have a duty. You know, I've been listening. I hope you don't mind. I'll give Dave Barton a call. I've been listening to his Constitution Live, and it's one of my listens.
Any place you can glean knowledge and encouragement, go there.
You know, he just so much focuses on the biblical references to that formed our Constitution. You know, that the our founders' quotes and beliefs.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just phenomenal how much we've stepped away. And, you know, it just breaks my heart because I love this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we are at such a severe risk. We just need to, I believe that when they took God out of the schools and out of the public forum, that it absolutely changed. And I suspect that that's in those useful idiot rules,
mm-hmm.
to remove God. Because if...
Yes, number seven, religion, remove the belief in the God from the government and schools.
Boy, you know... That is just so against what this country was founded on.
But the wording in that, John, it's not remove the belief in God. It's remove the belief in the God.
Yeah.
They know.
They know.
That's what makes this evil.
That's right. You're absolutely
because
right.
Because they know. It's not for lack of knowledge here.
Well, no, the people. It
the
is,
people,
the people
is lack
have
of
the lack of knowledge.
But they
These,
are not.
No, and I would agree.
We have a caller. We have a caller from Ohio. We have Kevin. Kevin, how are you today?
Just fine. Thank you for a broadcast.
You're welcome.
And
you're welcome.
And thank you for this gentleman stepping up and getting in a race. I want to ask him one thing. What can we do about term limits?
Mm.
What can we do about these dynasties? These things we don't want to live with for generations. How do we stop the continuous re-elections of people that just we know how they flip it and keep staying. So I hope you might address this.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
I like to listen.
Thank you.
God bless.
We're down to about 30 seconds.
Uh-oh.
Term limits. We're going to have John back, so just guarantee that.
You know, term limits can be done with an amendment to the Constitution. We can have voluntary term limits. You know, the...
Yeah, we got him stumped because the clock is clicking in his head. We're going to have him back. He does believe in term limits. How to get there... Yeah, how do you get somebody to vote themselves out? That's going to be tougher. Yeah, I appreciate everyone today for listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is what it's about. Coming together. I had an article here that I can't share. We'll try and share it another day. But it's about coming together to bring America home. Bill Bullard's going to be on tomorrow. We're going to talk about the Farm Bill. So much that we have to contend and deal with. But we can do it. Get on your knees. Stand up tall and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.